From DogWorks Radio Network, sponsored by Alaska DogWorks, Professional Canine Training Center in Anchorage, Alaska. This is the DogWorks Radio Show, committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. DogWorks Radio is part of the one and only 24-hour internet radio network dedicated to dogs. Now, here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You are listening to DogWorks Radio here on KVRF 89.5 FM in the Mattsu Valley. RadioFreePalmer.org is our live streaming site. And, of course, you can hear all of our podcast episodes over on DogWorksRadio.com. And, of course, on iTunes as well. Our whole library is on iTunes. Just make sure you search for DogWorks Radio and you can download them and listen to them at your leisure, whether you're in your car, whether you're working out or mushing on the trail. With a sled dog team, I have tonight one of my co-hosts for our sister show, The Cybe Vibe. I'm sure you guys have heard that show before. She is known as the Five Cybes Mom. She is calling in from the Hudson Valley area of New York. Her name is Dorothy Wills Raftery. Dorothy, how is it going?
Hi, Robert. Good evening. It's actually going great. We're having your kind of weather. We're right in the middle of a snowstorm today, so lots of heavy snow coming, and we have some happy huskies, it's quite beautiful out there.
So, of course, the entire nation knows about what happened in Buffalo this past week with about 7 feet of snow in just a couple of days. Did you guys get hit with that storm as well?
No, we actually didn't. We're about 7 hours south of Buffalo, but I have a friend who lives up above Rochester, New York, and they did get some of the lake effect snow, but nothing like the seven feet that Buffalo got. I'm sure you probably saw the photo. I think I might even sent it to you, of someone opened their door and their dog is literally standing in front of this whole wall of snow that actually had all the indentations and the grooves from the imprint of the door, and it was just all snow.
Can you imagine that much snow in that short amount of time? I saw some of those pictures where people were literally buried in it, and, they had school buildings where you could just see the top of the roof. 7 feet is a lot of snow. We typically get that over a winter, but of course it comes in spurts. Dorothy, up here we don't have hardly any snow. We just have a little bit of a dusting on the ground, and it's only been the first time since recorded history. There's only been 9 times in recorded weather history up here in Alaska where we've had less than an inch of snow in that amount of time. So it's very rare for it to be like this. Typically we have about 7 inches on the ground, but not right now. So that also means that dog training is pretty rough. We're usually on sleds by now. We're usually doing 40-mile runs. That's typically a Thanksgiving tradition with us. We're out running a 40-mile run, which is about a 6-hour run, while Michelle is whipping up the turkey and all the fixings. But tomorrow we're going to be still on the ATV. And for folks that live up here in Alaska, and in particular the Mattsu Valley, I'm sure you guys know about the tragic accident last night with an Iditarod musher, Karin Hendrickson. She is a very well-known and very well-liked Iditarod musher up here in the Willow area, right in our backyard. Last night, she was training on the side of the highway with, I believe, 19 dogs on her ATV, and in a pretty treacherous area just north of Talkeetna, a car hit some black ice, flew off the road, and ended up hitting Karin and her team.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
It knocked Karin off of her ATV and out of her boots, and knocked her quite a ways away from her ATV. And of course, all of her dogs got loose and scattered all over the highway and all of that area. That's a major thoroughfare. But anyway, she ended up breaking her back and one of her legs, and they were going to fly her out on the life flight, but they couldn't land because of the nasty icy weather that we had. But they did round up all of her dogs, I believe, by about 4 o'clock this morning. several mushers were up in that area and tracking down the dogs and making sure they all got home. And all of those guys are home safe. Very few injuries, maybe a cut or a scrape, but otherwise they are okay. So I just wanted to make sure that we mentioned that and let everybody know that, of course, Karin is in our thoughts and prayers. And you know, make sure that folks just be real careful out there. It's really dangerous, not only here in Alaska, but everywhere else. When you're training with people around, you know, it's not always those snowy trails that we take so much for granted. A lot of our training does happen with people and cars and trucks and trains and everything else. So just want to send our thoughts and prayers out to Karin and hope she has a speedy recovery. So, Dorothy, today we are going to talk about a brand new book of yours. We've mentioned it several times on your show, The Side Vibe, and it is called Getting Healthy with Harley. Before we get into it, can you give us a very brief bio? You know, I'm sure we could talk for an hour about all the stuff that you do, but just tell folks who you are and what you're all about, because if they don't know who the Five Sides Mom is, they're living in a cave, I believe.
Oh, gee. Well, hopefully the cave has a lot of huskies in it.
Yes.
It's funny because I'm on the opposite side of the mic right now, so it's a little different.
Yes.
Basically, I've been a photojournalist and photographer for over 30 years. I've always had animals ever since I was a child. Always all kinds: dogs, cats, 77 baby chicks. We've had a bull. We rescued and nurtured a baby fox whose mother was hit on the road. But my main thing used to be huskies. My main thing now is huskies. My main thing used to be horses, and we used to rescue dogs, of course. When Gibson, he is my second husky, and he's a woolly husky, and he's my epileptic guy who, he's managed, but, you know, we do deal with a lot of side effects that I do write about. But when he was diagnosed with epilepsy when he was 3, I decided to, start blogging about the dogs. And I actually kicked it off in February with National Dental Health Month. And I just, I just put it out there just to kind of reach out and, communicate with others who had huskies and just really, other people who had, epileptic dogs, and just to kind of, reach out and network. And, being a journalist, I enjoy that. And through it, of course, I started doing research, and I got very involved, as you know, with canine epilepsy awareness. And I run the Live Gib Strong campaign, which is where we raise funds, mainly raise awareness. But as you know, we just wrapped up our very first auction, our Live Gib Strong, Five Sides Live Gib Strong awareness auction, that right now we're still in the process of, packaging and tallying. But hopefully in the near future, we'll be able to release how much we've raised for two nonprofit organizations, which is Canine Epilepsy Resources and the Epil Canine Foundation. Emmett's Fund, and that's housed at the North Carolina State University College of Veterinary Medicine. And they do a lot of research, and they do a lot of different studies. And also the other organization is the Wally Foundation. And what they do is they offer possible financial assistance to rescues, families and fosters of people who have dogs that were diagnosed with idiopathic epilepsy and maybe can't afford the medication for, many different reasons. People fall on hard times. They might have multiple dogs. Rick Selwood is the director of that, and he always said that, he wants to be there to help people where they don't have to make a decision between their meal and the dog getting medication. So they're both wonderful organizations. So I started really doing a lot of blogging and just kind of went off from there. And, I turned my background is in, educational writing and public relations and journalism, and I decided to just more and more write about the dogs. And, we added more huskies, they're just characters, as everybody knows. I mean, they're funny and they have such personalities, and each one's so different that naturally the writer in me just started writing different stories about them. And of course, my first book was What's Wrong with Gibson, learning about canine epilepsy, and I kind of merged the two and wanted to do a children's book so that, you know, kids would not be afraid if their pet had a seizure, you know, to help them with some tips and just kind of give them a light read so that if they did come across something like this, it wouldn't scare them. And then, you know, the characters kind of take on their own life, so then I have a lot of stories in my head that I want to get out in a book from them. And, you know, we'll be doing different things, and one of the Huskies will, you know, do something, or, you know, that's just silly, or just spark something in me that I go, you know what, I can write a story about this. And kind of brings us to today.
And with your new book, Getting Healthy with Harley, you are going to talk about it here on this show, but also on your own show, The Cybe Vibe. How long have we been doing that now? It is a monthly show, typically the second Sunday of each month. How long has it been now, Dorothy?
I think we're in our third year.
Wow.
We kicked it off in August. The first one was August. I think this past August we actually celebrated our second anniversary, if I'm not mistaken. And the first one we had the Siberian Husky Rescue of Florida in. And I remember because we were talking about how huskies are in warmer weather. And that was our first one.
That it is so awesome, and you have such great guests on there. Just last month, actually this month, just a couple of weeks ago, you had on a doctor, a veterinarian from the North Carolina State University. What was her name?
Dr. Karen Minana.
And she talked all about epilepsy and brain diseases with dogs, a very informative episode. And, of course, you can listen to all of those right here on dogworksradio.com. So without further ado, Dorothy, let's get into talking about your brand new book, Getting Healthy with Harley. Harley
okay.
is one of your five Cybes. Tell us a little bit about the book and, of course, tell us about Harley.
Well, Harley is our alpha queen, and she knows it. She's our first husky, and technically she's actually my daughter's. My daughter always wanted a Siberian husky, and when she was about 17, we welcomed Harley into our house. And at the time, we had a dog that we rescued from the SPCA here locally, and her name is Chelsea, and she was a German Shepherd Akita. And she was a phenomenal dog, but she was 13. And at the time, she was perfectly healthy, but she wound up actually having canine Alzheimer's. And when it first started, there were moments where Harley, as a pup, of course, wanted to play, you know, rough, and everyone knows how huskies play. And between her being 13, and then there were times where one moment she'd want to play, and then the next moment she would actually not recognize us or Harley and would start attacking her. So we decided, you know, it was time to keep Chelsea separate. And it was actually my husband's idea. And he said, you really need to get a playmate for Harley. You should get another husky. Well, that's all I had here, because that night at 9 o'clock, Gibson was home at my house.
Oh my goodness.
yeah. So my husband was always like, I'm not quite sure how you found one so fast. But I did, and, you know, he fell in love with her the moment he came home. He was 4 months old, and she was almost a year, I believe.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, and she welcomed him by running across the yard and knocking his little fluffy puppy butt into the pool, into the side of the pool. And she has her spot. She is our alpha queen. And when we welcomed the three puppies in at the same time, she was really phenomenal. She took them under her paw instead of under her wing. And she really became a surrogate mom to them. So she's always been the leader of the pack. If she is taken away from them, they will howl. You know, if we have to go to the vet or anything, Gibson's heartbroken. They have to be together. And she pretty much rules the roost, you know, as far as the pack family goes.
And how old is Harley?
Harley is 9 and a half.
9 and a half. So
mm-hmm.
She is truly the alpha queen. What is your youngest dog? It's the pack of three. How old are they?
They're six. They're going to be seven. I can't believe it.
Wow. So
I know,
so
they're all growing up.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. You have a pretty good brood of teenage to early adulthood in terms of husky behavior dogs there. So with your new book, Getting Healthy with Harley, as you mentioned, it is a children's type book, at least illustrated in a way where kids can really get into it. What is that about other than the title?
I like to think of it as Harley is the canine version of Jillian Michaels. In the book, she, her and Gibson go for their, you know, their annual vet appointment, the health checkup, and, you know, they're in the vet office, and they recognize a couple, you know, of their friends in there, and basically Harley has a really great checkup. So on the way home, she's very psyched, and she decides she's going to really get all these guys in shape. She's going to get the whole pack family in shape. So she goes out on a mission, and she even dons a headband, you know, the sweatband and, you know, the ankle bands, and she goes out and she tries to get snacks away from Gibson because Gibson and Chloe are our resident snackers. And she tries to replace, you know, cupcakes with carrots and, you know, really tries to get them to exercise, whether they're swimming, doing hula hooping. So basically it's trying to take the dogs and actually bring them into a healthy lifestyle.
Very cool. You know, Dorothy, I'm sure you know of having guests on with me in the past, I always like to learn some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Because so many people, when they pick up a book or watch a movie or look at a piece of art, they just say, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. And then they don't think about all the work that went into it. So my question to you is, what is one thing that was a real chore with this book? Was it the publishing? Was it the deadlines? Was it making sure the story felt flowed right? What was it that really gave you a challenge?
I would probably say the biggest challenge. I never have a problem with writing. For me, I think I often say that if I could just kind of plug in and let the ideas spill out, that would be really great because I've always got stories brewing. I would think that the hardest, most difficult part is probably because my illustrator is out of the area. You know, Michelle Littler did do a great job with it. You know, she's very talented, did a great job with the characters. But, you know, we are quite a distance apart. So for us to kind of get everything together to meet deadlines and, you know, figure out when certain parts need to be done and things like that, that's the most challenging.
You know, we wrote a book together as well with you doing the editing and publishing of our book, A Musher's Dream, that came out last October. You know, what I found is just so how long it takes. I think it took well over a year for everything to kind of come together before we had it in our hands and, you know, that fresh printed copy in our hands. It was such a long time for everything to come together.
It's a very long process, yes. And, you know, I think for me, I don't actually think about that because I've worked in, you know, the writing, editing, and publishing field has been my career. So, you know, for me, I always joke how time flies because you'll be working on something. Like right now, everyone's thinking Christmas. I'm already in the summer and beyond, like fall, because you're always ahead of the game because you're out there writing and planning publication, and you know it's not current. The book I'm going to be released, actually, that's going to print. We're actually getting ready now to the Epic Dog Tales book, which is the one that's my collection of stories of dogs with canine epilepsy. It's been a year and a half. It's almost going to be 2 years by the time the book comes out. A year and a half. It's actually a year and a half because I targeted it for March. But it's a very long process, and probably I think that's what most people don't understand when they start a book is that it is long. And yours actually went very quick because, you know, you and I are in constant contact. You know, we had, you know, everything went smoothly, you know, and it was just, you and I working together with the illustrator, Barbara Slocum, and, you know, we've worked together quite a bit. And it just, you know, if everything falls into place, you can move it along very well. And a year is actually good.
We're definitely pleased with it, and mm-hmm. we're doing very well. Of course, people see ours on our website and want to buy a copy. So where can folks buy your books, both What's Wrong with Gibson and Getting Healthy with Harley?
They can buy both of those, as well as my buddy, the Christmas Husky book, and the upcoming Epic Dog Tales are all going to be on my ArcticHousePublishing.com website. And I'm actually working on one other right now that only accepts PayPal. And I know some people have asked they would rather pay with just straight with a charge. So I'm working on something right now for domestic orders where they'll be able to do that as well. But the main place to go would be www.ArcticHousePublishing.com.
And, of course, you're very active on Facebook. And mm-hmm. one of the things that you do is the SIB, what is it, 5SIB News and Reviews page. Is that the correct name of it?
It's 5SIB Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews.
There you go. And that's very active. It gets pictures and information and training tips from people all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world do you have time to handle all this stuff?
Overall, if you were to ask me, time management's difficult because I do like to personally answer everyone. In case anyone thinks that we're a group of folks on it, it's not. It's just me. Whenever I say we, it's always because I'm referring to like myself and the 5SIBs. It's. I love journalism. I've always loved that. I've always loved sharing things. So, a lot of people in the morning will have newspaper and a cup of coffee. I go through all the different kinds of, whatever dog sites there are, Siberian Husky, veterinarian sites, and I see what's happening in the news, and I like to share that information. As well as, of course, if people want to share the photos of their dogs or birthdays. As you know, we put up some of our Epi All-Stars, which are some of the dogs that have epilepsy, not just in the Siberian Husky breed, but across the breeds. And we celebrate when they have, seizure-free, days, weeks, years. So it's kind of a whole collection of Siberian Husky and news about canines. If someone has something that they came across, and what I do is I research it to make sure it's valid so that I can go ahead and share it. I do a lot of courtesy posts for rescues because I really do believe in the work that the rescues do with Huskies. So I like to share their links as well. Fundraisers. Just a little note about fundraisers. I promote the fundraisers that rescues and fosters who have maybe rescued a husky. I know there are people out there who have it hard and they need to raise funds for their dogs, but I don't do individual ones. I only do ones that I know I have, like the rescues and folks that can actually, say. Because unfortunately, as with anything, there are folks out there who take a stock photo of a really, cute husky, or they find one that's maybe looks like it needs some help. And, there have been cases where they haven't been legitimate fundraisers. So I only do them for, reputable, well-known rescues and, organizations that will ask me to share them. So just a note about that, because I know sometimes people will ask, but you just never know. And the dog community is a wonderful community. They're very willing to step forward and help these dogs, and I just like to make sure everything I share is legitimate.
And I've often remarked, Dorothy, that you never sleep. I don't know how many times over the time we've worked together where you and I will be messaging at 10 o'clock Alaska time, and that's 2 o'clock in the morning your time. What in the world are you doing?
Yes, I do not sleep.
I would imagine 5 dogs keep you pretty busy, especially if they all live in the house. Is that right?
Well, they do, but they sleep better than I do. They're very regimented. If I don't take them out when they're supposed to go, or sometimes I'll stay in the living room and I'll be writing it. 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and Wolf kind of is hanging out there, and he'll sigh, and then eventually he'll just go to sleep because he knows he's supposed to get up and come in the other room, and he'll look at me and he'll be like, really? And then he'll turn back around, and the other dogs, they've already picked their spots for the night, and they're out cold. So I'm the issue. I keep them awake.
And that's okay. The less you sleep, the more work you get done. With that work, Dorothy, how much of this is considered your job, and how much of it is just pure passion? You're just driven by that passion to get that information across, to share these stories, to make people feel good and have the information that they're seeking.
It's such a marriage of both. I'd have to probably lead off with my passion first, because as you know, we do a lot of, in this field and with animals, you do a lot of volunteer things. You do a lot of things from the heart. So money is never really the first driving force of it. If you could make some money, that would be nice. But, what I like to do is I love doing it. And even when, I was working out in the field, my thing as a journalist always was, there's so much tragic and sadness going on in the world. I want to bring people stories that are going to, at the end of the day, make them smile, make them feel good. There's so much going on where you read it and you feel terrible that I want it. There's so many good things that are happening, too, that, as you know, good stuff doesn't always get as much light shine on them as something that's not so nice. So I really like to get these great stories out there. And, so many people have wonderful dogs. They're, whether they're involved in events or they're just loving family animals. And there's, a lot of great things. So I like to kind of promote that and get it out there. So it's really a passion for me. The books, I write them because I love to write them and I love my dogs. And each one of the books, I do donate a portion after because I do wear all the different hats, where I am a writer, I am an editor, I am a publisher, as well as, a dog parent as well. So what I do after when I sell the books is to try, to pay the purchase price of the books, having them published. And if I have an editing team, which I don't, I do my own with these books, but with the larger one. But what I like to do is, after the cost of the book is done, then I like to donate a portion to a nonprofit Siberian Husky organization or a canine epilepsy organization. And the book, What's Wrong with Gibson, it would go to the Canine Epilepsy Resources. And this book, Getting Healthy with Harley, a percentage of the proceeds of the book will be donated to the Save Our Siberian Cyberspace Rescue Fund, which is the SOS-SRF.org. And they help out a lot of different organizations, a lot of rescue organizations that might be in need of funds. So that is my goal. That's why I hope the book really sells, because I really would like to, make that donation to them. But again, when I get involved, I let them all know, I am small scale, but I like to think, one, I'm bringing awareness because I have their logo on the back and, their website, and we can steer people there. So bring awareness to these organizations and hopefully raise some money for them, as well as getting my book out there, and hopefully people will enjoy them.
Dorothy, we have about 2 minutes left, and I want to know an answer to a question I don't think I've ever asked. What do you like to do in your off time, when you're not with the dogs, when you're not wearing all these hats, what do you like to do in your off time? Do you travel? Do you go out to eat? What do you do that you really enjoy?
Off time, I don't have off time. I actually do really enjoy the Huskies. I don't travel because of them. I like to be home with them. But I would have to say that when I really have a few minutes, I still like to read. And I do love to watch a good show on TV or a good DVD series. As a lot of folks know, I've done a few graphics for a show that's on AMC called Hell on Wheels, and I've done a Western theme with the dogs for Halloween. And I usually will wind up getting the collection and sitting down and just watching them, take a day and have a nice cup of coffee, put my feet up, and literally watch 3 seasons. So to me, that's enjoyment. That's fun too. But I actually do really enjoy being with the dogs and with my family.
It is so much work, whether you have 5 or 40 out in the yard. It's truly a full-time job, and I think that's where a lot of that lack of sleep comes in. You're just settling down at 2 a.m, just finally getting able to relax a little bit. Dorothy, about 40 seconds here. Tell us your website and your blog. What is that so we can promote it for you?
Yes, thank you. It's Five Sibes is the blog, and it's located at http://fivesibes.blogspot.com. And, you know, right now, of course, with it being National Epilepsy Awareness Month, I'm doing an EpiTip a Day there, as well as highlighting some Epi All-Stars and, you know, different videos. And I usually will have different photos. I do a Five Sibes Flashback Friday, and it's a blog hop, and, you know, people can come and see photos of the dogs from when they're puppies or something in the past. And I recently just partnered up with a gal from Canada who's now my co-host, and folks can hop over to her blog as well. And just really, you know, I like to do join something called Shadow Shot Sunday because of being a photographer, I love to take different pictures, different angles, and put it up there. And it's just kind of a day in the life of the Five Sibes.
Very cool. Dorothy Wills Raftery, she is the host of our sister show, The Sibe Vibe, as well as the author of the brand new book, Getting Healthy with Harley. Make sure you check her out. We'll put all of the links on our show page very shortly. I want to thank you again, Dorothy. Enjoy Thanksgiving weekend, and we will talk again soon, okay?
Yes, thank you so much for having me on, Robert. It's been fun being on this side of the mic, and thank you for promoting Getting Healthy with Harley. I hope folks go out and buy it. Again, it's for a good cause to, you know, help the Save Our Siberian Cyberspace Fund. And you have a great Thanksgiving, too, and, you know, all my best to Karen's family, too. I hope she gets on the mend real fast.
Well, thank you very much. Dorothy Wills Raftery is our guest tonight. We'll talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.